Welcome to day 4 of the 7 Days of Calm. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to slip into autopilot? Most of the time we think we're present, but we're often just going through the motions. For example, think about the way we drive. When first starting out, we're extremely aware of our surroundings and the rules of the road. We brake when the lights turn red. We pay attention to things like how close other vehicles are to our car or how slippery the road is, and we're constantly on the lookout for pedestrians. Once we're comfortable driving, though, none of these actions require the same amount of attention they once did. Thinking's no longer required. Now instead, we get in the car, turn on the ignition, and cruise along on autopilot, driving without conscious thought. The same goes for anything. Our relationships, our jobs, the way we consume food, everything we do. Now that we've begun some basic techniques to still our concentration, we'll vary it up with a different practice to help us get off of autopilot and step into the present. Start by finding a comfortable position. Relax and close your eyes. Bring your awareness to your body. Take a deep breath and release it fully. There's nothing else to do, nowhere else to be. Settle into this time, this place, this moment. Now place your focus on the breath. Breathe in and out naturally. Pay close attention to the full length of the inhale and the full length of the exhale. Whenever the mind gets lost, just bring it back to the breath. As you breathe, notice the pull of your attention. Distractions will come in forms of thoughts and ideas, body sensations, and sounds. Each time you notice you're pulled away, notice the pull, and then simply come back to the breath. I'll let you continue practicing on your own, breathing in and out, in and out. When we first start to notice the pull of distraction, most of us catch ourselves after we've been pulled away from the breath, already lost deep in thought. It could be seconds, minutes, or even the entire practice. But as we continue paying attention to the pull, we begin to notice it earlier. After a while, we're noticing the pull as it's happening, rather than after. This is tremendous progress. Each time you get pulled away by thought or distraction, mentally say to yourself, thinking, then let the thought dissolve, return to the breath, and pay attention, moment by moment. By making efforts to observe what's happening, we're able to notice how quickly our thoughts skip around from one idea to the next, interrupting each other with a will of their own. When we're stuck on autopilot, our thoughts, feelings, and distractions just appear and take us on a ride. Being able to recognize them allows us to step off that ride if it's not one we want to take. As you sit, notice the pull towards thoughts of the past, plans for the day, sounds, or sensations. Each time you get caught up, notice you've been pulled away from the breath, asking, "Where is my mind right now?" Then gently, patiently, bring it back. We've been stuck in autopilot for so long, and have grown accustomed to being pulled around by every thought, emotion, and sensation, we have to train new muscles, the same way we train our bodies in a gym. Through meditation, we're training our minds. So deliberately, notice the pull away from the breath, mentally say to yourself, "Thinking," and return to your point of attention, over and over. Keep in mind, the more often you notice when you're cruising on autopilot, the more awareness becomes a habit. And why do we want to enhance awareness? Well, how often do we eat our food without really tasting it? How many times do we converse with someone only to realize we've totally lost track of what's being said and perhaps missed out on something important? Using mindfulness to develop the habit of returning to the present significantly enhances and improves the quality of our lives. And as we approach the end of practice, keeping your eyes closed, wiggle your fingers and toes, and bring your attention back to the room. Notice if there's a spaciousness in your body and mind. Though it's not visible right away, as you continue practicing, slowly, over time, you'll begin noticing when you've fallen into autopilot not necessarily doing things because of choice, but because of habit. With time, you'll begin pulling yourself back to the present moment, the same way we've been practicing pulling ourselves back to the breath. Congratulations for completing day 4 of the 7 days of calm. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for session 5, where we'll be exploring the value of non-doing.